Are you accomplishing the work that God has you here to do?
Dr. Tony Evans says many Christians feel like they're too busy to fulfill their God-given purpose. And if you happen to be one of them,
get at it, because you're running out of time.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. In sports, when the clock runs out, the game's over, period. Well, Dr. Evans says that Christians have a limited amount of time to do the work God has given us. Let's join him as he explains how we can make the most of it.
When you hear the word Frankenstein, you think of a monster, not the creation of a great creator named Victor. Yet Victor Frankenstein was the one who created Frankenstein, who you know as a monster. Frankenstein was given life by his scientific creator, Victor. The reason that you know Frankenstein not as the creation of a magnificent mind, but as a monster, is because he took the life that his creator gave him and turned on his creator. Frankenstein became a monster because he took the life that was given him and used it for his own purpose. You and I have been given life by our Creator. Yet many of us have become human Frankensteins because we've taken the life that he has given us and used it for something other than the Creator had in mind. Whenever you take the life that God has given you and you use it for your own interest and not the interest of your Creator, you just became a monster. And I don't think there's anything more monstrous than when a Christian becomes a Frankenstein. When we take the new life that God has given us and we use it for the purpose for other than what he created us. Christian monstrosities. When we talk about God's purpose, we've been talking about his mission. No place states it more aptly than in the life of Jesus Christ himself in the longest prayer in the New Testament, John 17. This is known in theological circles as Jesus' high priestly prayer. And he prays on behalf of those who he would leave behind, which includes you and me. He lifts his eyes up to heaven in verse 1, and he says that you've given me authority over all mankind in verse 2, and to all whom thou hast given him, he may have eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And then my attention is riveted by verse 4. I glorified thee on the earth, having accomplished the work which thou hast given me to do. I have glorified thee on earth, having accomplished the work that you have given me to do. Let me ask you a question. If you died tomorrow, could you say this? Could you say, God, I'm ready to go home because I have glorified you on earth with the work you left me and sent me here to do. If tomorrow you died and you can't say that on your deathbed, then you have lived a wasted life. Your life only matters and your life only has meaning if you can say, I've accomplished the work that you sent me here to do. You say, but that's Jesus talking. Oh no, Paul said the same thing. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith and I finish my course. Until this statement of verse 4 becomes your statement of life, you are living a wasted life from an eternal perspective. I don't mean you haven't done good things. I don't mean you're not a nice person. No, I'm talking about something much bigger than that. I'm talking about your Creator's reason for your being. He says, I glorified you by completing the work that you have sent me here to do. So what does that mean? The way you glorify God is by finishing what he sent you here to do. Or conversely, the way you dishonor God is by not completing the work he sent you here to do. You remember the definition of glory? It means to put on display, to make a big deal about. When the sun rises in the morning, that's glorious. That's why we say it's a beautiful day. When the sun rises and it illuminates our area or the earth, and we say it's a beautiful day because there's been illumination. What God wants you to do through your mission in life is to illuminate him. Jesus says, it is clear which way I go because I have come here to fulfill the work that you have sent me here to do. You are here for a purpose. You are here to complete an assignment. You are here to fulfill a mission. And you don't have time to miss it. But we've gotten so consumed with lesser things. Some of them good, but lesser. That we've missed the purpose of God. Conversely, when you hit the purposes of God, you can tolerate things that you normally wouldn't be able to tolerate. Because now you're living for something bigger. You're finding fulfillment in accomplishing the purposes of God. So I know I'm talking to somebody here this morning who's tired of being hijacked by the devil. He didn't come on the plane of your life and taken over the control. And you don't know where you're flying to. You've been hijacked. And you're tired of living aimlessly. You're tired of just going from day to day, month to month, year to year, without a divine reason for being. This mission, this purpose that God has for you, always involves others. Jesus says, you sent me here to reach people. Your mission always involves others. See, because it's not just about you. It involves you. It's just not about you. Yes. Notice what Jesus says in John 17, verse 6. I manifested thy name to the men whom you gave me out of the world. And thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have come to know that everything thou hast given me is from you. Yes. Verse 9, I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but on those whom thou hast given me, for they are thine. Your purpose, your mission, is to impact others for the kingdom of God. If you're not involved in that, winning people to Christ and building them up in their faith through the mechanisms that God has placed you, you're not accomplishing the work that he has called you to do because you're so busy thinking you're it. When I travel, sometimes I have to ask an attendant at the airport, what gate here or where can I find this? And they direct me to my proper destination. When you get mail, you get your mail because at the post office, there are mail sorters who by zip code sort the mail so that the mail can reach its destination. God saved you to help others reach their divine destination. But it's hard to help somebody else reach their divine destination if you lost too. Paul told Timothy, pastor at Ephesus, that his job, the pastor's job, is to help the saints to find God's destination. He then tells believers that they are to encourage one another. to help people find their divine destination. 2 Timothy 2:2, he says, these words I have entrusted in you, I expect you to entrust to others who can teach others also, so that everybody's on track with this divine destination. All I hope right now is that you've decided that that's going to be the rest of your life. You're going to live the rest of your life accomplishing the work he sent you here to do. Because guess what? He's not going to show you the work he set you here to do if he does not have you already committing to do it in advance. Because see, some of us don't know it. It's because we're waiting to see what it is first to determine whether we like it. Then we'll decide if we'll do it.
Dr. Evans will come back to explain the dangerous flaw in that way of thinking after this.
Even if you're familiar with what the Bible says, how clear are you on what it means? Well, that's where a good Bible commentary comes in, like the brand new Tony Evans commentary. Tony unpacks every passage from Genesis to Revelation, exploring the context, explaining the background, digging out the deeper meaning, and pointing out ways to apply what you learn. It's like having one of America's top theologians sitting next to you while you study God's Word. Whether you're preparing yourself for the day or preparing a Bible lesson for your small group or a Sunday school class, the Tony Evans Commentary is the resource you need. Get your copy today at TonyEvans.org.
You know, there are only a couple of Bible commentaries on the market written by theologians from our day and age. And because you know Tony through his preaching and teaching, you can count on finding relevant, up-to-date perspectives in this brand new study tool. Don't miss your chance to be one of the first to get a copy. And when you contact us, be sure to request Tony's current teaching series, Fulfilling Your Life's Mission. It's a 5-lesson collection that'll prepare you to carry out your God-given purpose on earth, to advance God's kingdom and reproduce your faith. And right now, it's yours as our thank you gift when you make a contribution toward the ministry of The Alternative. Along with it, you'll get the Life Under God devotional book, packed with a full year of encouragement and inspiration to help you live out God's kingdom agenda. So visit us today at TonyEvans.org or call us at 1-800-800-3222. Make your contribution and let us send you this special pair of resources before this limited time offer runs out on Wednesday. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222, and let one of our resource team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Now, here's Dr. Evans once again with more of today's lesson.
When you go to work, your employer gives you an assignment. Because your employer has you there, why? To do the work that he hired you to do. The fact that you ain't into it. Not if he's the employer. You're there to do the work he hired you to do. God has you here to do the work he saved you to do. He don't want you coming to his job talking about this what I'm doing today. When he has something else prescribed. But most of us get up in the morning and say, this is what I am doing today. Irrespective of the fact that he has another agenda for us. Now, once you make the decision to accomplish the work that he sent you here to do, you got to make that decision in advance. You can't get the information first. You must make the decision first. Then you get the information. How many have made that decision? You are going to do the work he has sent you to do. For every hand that was raised that is supported by a true heart, then this verse in the Bible will accrue to you. He that has determined to do my will shall know it. Everybody else, you will meander. And then you'll get on your knees when things go wrong and say, Lord, help me. And God will say, who are you? Because you on something, you on another agenda. You're not here for what I have you here for. Okay, so let's assume for those who raise their hands that you meant it from your heart. You're here to do the work. You don't want to exist. You want to live. Yes. And you want whatever days you have left to matter for the purposes of God, which means they always have an eternal connection. You want to pray and see stuff happen. By the way, that's what it means to have the keys of the kingdom.
Yes.
God says, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That means authority. I'm going to give you power. And I'm going to give you authority because it's tied to my kingdom.
Yes.
It will show up when you pray. You know why most people don't attend prayer meetings? Why most people don't pray? Because they don't want to admit it, but they don't believe it works. But if you knew its power, because you are connected with the purpose of God.
Yes.
All of a sudden, that's why Jesus told, he said, pray without ceasing. He says, bring me up all the time, because I'm going to be pulling stuff off all the time, because you're connected with my purposes. I asked God a couple of years ago, I said, God, show me how to reach these communities.
Yes.
I'm willing to do it whatever way you say, but how do I touch the communities? This community and beyond. In the middle of the night, 3 a.m, 4 a.m, popped in my head, the public schools. The public schools. The kids are already there. The kids have families. Get into the schools. Reach the kids. Reach their families. We went from one school to 65 schools. And in October, we've just launched it to go to every community in America, getting churches to adopt schools. I just woke up in the morning because an idea hit. Bam!
Yeah.
So then I told God, okay, God, now, if this idea was from you, you got to pay for it. Playground across the street is $100,000 for a real good one that's going to last. God, we don't have the money. A businessman came and had lunch with me the other day. He said, what you need? I said, we need a playground. How much does it cost? $100,000. He said, I have a check for you next week. Because God pays for what he wills. You say, well, he's not doing that in my situation. Well, the question is, are you accomplishing his work? When you don't honor the Lord, he gets no time. You don't want to serve. You don't want to give. But you want to pray. There's no sense of accomplishing his will. Peter was a fisherman. God let Peter build a fishing business. Fishing business doesn't have anything to do with winning people of Christ per se. It's, you know, you catching fish. So he's a businessman because it's his fishing company. And he's become an expert in throwing out the net and reeling in the fish. So he's had an opportunity to be a businessman, a leader, and he's had an opportunity to be a successful fisherman. One day, Jesus goes to him and says, throw the net on the other side. He throws the net on the other side, and he gets the biggest fish catch that he's ever had in his life. And then Jesus says, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Now, Peter didn't have trouble making that connection. All Jesus did was took the opportunity that he gave him in his business life. And says, now I want you to use it for the kingdom of God. So one highway is the highway of experience. That's going to cross with the highway of opportunity. Then there's another highway that hits this intersection, and it's the highway of passion. When God has you where God wants you, you're on fire when you're doing it. Passion. There may be things about it you don't like, but the heart of it you love. There may be some people you'd rather not deal with. There may be moments when you get burnt out, yes. But when you talk about your heart of hearts, you are a fire. Paul talked about the fervency. He says, it is my ambition. He says, woe with me if I don't. Jeremiah said, I tried to quit, but it was like fire in my bones. I couldn't shake it. When your experience crosses your opportunity, and then there's fire. When you feel, I was made for this. When it creates a burning in your soul. We do this when we talk to young people and we say, what do you want to be when you grow up? That question is not simply, what are you going to be? The question is, what do you want to be? Because we're asking you a question of desire. Don't plan a career for which you don't have a desire. You want to have fire for it. When you want to be an engineer, will make you tolerate math. Fire when you want to be a doctor will make you tolerate biology. Fire, see, when you have fire, it will help you to tolerate stuff that may be necessary, but you may not desire, because you have a passion for the thing. When there's something burning, you've hit an intersection. When your intersection of experience crosses opportunity, mixing with passion, and then in the middle of it all is ability, giftedness, where God has equipped you, where you not only want to do it, you can do it. There is ability. Yeah, you still may be developing, you still may be coming along, but you know when you do this, this is you. This is you. You, I can do that. God has given me the ability to do that. If you love teaching, but ain't nobody learning, that ain't it. Passion must intersect with giftedness or abilities. There is a capacity to do it. You know, he wants you to use that passion in your church. Then he wants you to use that passion beyond your church in the world. For some of you, it will be your career. Your passion and your career will be the same thing. For others of you, it may not be the same thing. Paul was a tent maker. That's how he made his money. But his passion was to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. So your career may facilitate your ministry. Sometimes your ministry and your career will be the same. Other times your career will facilitate your ministry. Either way, you are accomplishing the work that God has called you to do. There's no more time to waste. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself to see that you're in the proper place of your faith. Examination time. Are you accomplishing the work that God has you here to do? If you're not, get at it, because you're running out of time. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. It's time now to accomplish the work that he sent you here to do.
It's true of each and every one of us. Our days are numbered. Whether that number for you is big or small, have you considered what happens when that countdown runs out? Here's Dr. Evans with a thought to consider.
If you want to know for certain that you're on your way to heaven when you die, then I invite you right now to go to Jesus Christ and let him know that you believe he died for you, that you believe he arose for you, and that you want to put your trust in him alone for the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of eternal life. If you really want to go to heaven, he'll give you a free ticket there, but you must go to him for it and believe him to give it to you. If you do that, you'll be saved right now.
Find out more about what it means to be a real Christian. Visit TonyEvans.org and follow the link that says Jesus. There, Tony will explain everything you need to know, and you'll find some free resources to get your new life started right. When you do, don't forget that time is running out on our current double resource offer, Tony's current series, Fulfilling Your Life's Mission, along with the 365-day devotional, Life Under God. Both yours with our thanks when you contact us by Wednesday and make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Call us for details before time runs out at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or visit TonyEvans.org, where you can learn about all of our resources and request your copy of the new Tony Evans Commentary. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans will explain why people trying and trying to find themselves often never do. He'll also tell us about a surefire cure for boredom and the blues. So be sure to join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.